Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so thrilled today because with me, I have Elizabeth Aristigueta. Elizabeth, a.k.a. Sail Away Girl, is an entrepreneur, avid sailor, and cook. Elizabeth has started several successful small businesses, including commercial mortgage company, three assisted living facilities, a real estate development company, a website development company, and most recently, a catering company. Elizabeth is an avid sailor and is currently planning to commerce a sail around the world in 2015, where she plans to cook with the locals in every port and ultimately write a cookbook. Elizabeth has a BA in accounting from the University of Texas in San Antonio, which, by the way, is my hometown, and has taken numerous culinary instruction courses from various institutes, including the Cordon Bleu, Kendall College in Chicago, Illinois, and you can follow her journey around the world at sailawaygirl.com. Elizabeth, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, I wanted to ask you if you could share a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose.
Well, for as long as I can remember, I have wanted to sail around the world. In fact, I can remember for years, you know, the question, what would you do if you won with the lotto? And I've always said that I've wanted to fly to Paris and go shopping and then go to the Côte d'Azur and pick up my boat and start sailing around the world. And I'm an avid cook. I love to cook and decided that one way that I could bring the world closer would be to have people in each of the ports that I visit show me one of the recipes from their childhood or from a celebration and then give me the story behind that particular recipe and what it means to them. And I was going to share that in the book as well.
That is such a beautiful way of getting to know one another and sharing one another's cultures. It's absolutely fantastic and really a unique idea. And I am a sailor as well, so I so appreciate how giant this venture is and how important it could be to those people who benefit by the book that results. How do you hope to inspire others through the book?
Well, I hope that people will be inspired to follow their own dreams. You know, it took a change in my career to push me to do what I wanted to do a long time ago, and I'm not getting younger, and I want to encourage people to really assess what they want to do in life and do it earlier rather than later. You know, things happen, I think, sometimes at the time in life that they're supposed to, but don't put it off if you don't have to.
That is so beautiful. So do you have the vessel picked out that you think you want to sail in?
I do. I've done a lot of research I'm educating myself simply because I can't call AAA from the middle of the Atlantic to come help me with anything. So I'm reading, and I'm actually going to school with the Power Squadron. They have a bunch of really beneficial classes for me. And one of the things that I've done is research boats that I want, and the particular boat that I want is made by Island Packet. They're designed for offshore cruising. They have a full keel, and they just have a lot of benefits or attributes, rather, on their boat that I think are safe for the type of cruising that I want to do.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So what inspired you to think about this, and what in general inspires you to your most creative ideas?
Probably the reason that I really set off in earnest this year on my desired dream is last year in 2012 with my sailing school, we usually do a blue water trip every year, and we went from Grenada to St. Lucia and back over a two-week period, and I was on the charter for the full 2 weeks. I actually provisioned for the full 2 weeks as well, but We had 30-foot swells going there and back and winds that were unbelievable. In fact, the charter company said most people would have just pulled over somewhere and sat. But we had to go we had to drop people off in St. Lucia and pick the second group up in St. Lucia, so we had to be there. But when I got home, I had such withdrawals from that trip that it was really, you know, in those conditions that I knew that this was something that not only that I want to do, that I've known that I wanted to do, but that I could do. So I set off in earnest, really, this year, focusing, it's been my sole focus since January, on getting ready for this trip, both mentally and getting my sailing seat, if you will. As far as inspiration goes, actually, I'm amazed at how many people are behind me. It's, to me, that's the most inspirational. When I tell people what I want to do and their eyes light up and they just, you know, they think it's so cool and they want to follow my journey on my blog, and it's, that to me is so inspiring, is that how many people are on board with me.
That is so wonderful. And, you know, I have to say I'm envious and so inspired by your dream. I've lived aboard a sailboat for like 5 years of my life, and I've done a lot of sailing. I've actually done the trip that you just referred to. And it's so amazing for me. There's such a sense of freedom about sailing. When I lived aboard, the idea that everything I owned was on that boat and all you had to do was untie the lines and you were gone with everything you owned. It's just an amazing feeling. And also the feeling when the sails first go up and the power goes off and you're just free with the wind. There's just something about that I think is so incredible. And
I agree.
It's so inspiring. So what powerful ways have you used to become inspired? Like, you know, this is truly inspirational, what you're doing now with this idea of sailing around the world. It's incredible. So few people in the world do that. So what inspired you to do that? And in what ways have you become inspired in general in your life? What inspires you?
I think the more research and reading that I do, the more learning I do, I just get more. It's like adding stokes to the fire. I just get more and more excited about it every time I learn something. And because I guess it's empowering, makes me feel like it's not so overwhelming. Because, you know, sailing is not just turn the motor on and take off. It does involve skill. You have to know not only how to get the sails up, but then what to do with them once you do have them up and what direction they need to go in order for you to head the way you want to go. But, for example, taking navigation, and I will start in the spring, celestial, which I'm totally excited about. Navigating by the stars, to me, is just mind-boggling that that's how our ancestors were able to, you know, traverse oceans. Is just mind-boggling and get to where they wanted to be, not just willy-nilly show up somewhere. So I think probably just the reading and acquiring additional skills on a regular basis to add to my sailing basket, if you will, are what really, truly inspires me. That, and again, just the... I'm inspired by the people that are so excited by it. I mean, so many people have said they want to come with me. Nobody wants to cross the ocean. I think it's funny. They want to meet me in, you know, Corsica or something. But which is fine. I don't care. I'd love to have company come along. So that'll be great.
Yeah, you know, I met a couple in Tortola years and years ago, I mean decades ago, and they had a really small boat, and they actually charted their course through celestial navigation, and they went for the smallest island in the Caribbean, and they actually put it on autopilot, which I think is really great, but they did a lot of autopilot sailing while they were both, like, sleeping. No one was on watch, and they crossed the Atlantic, and they hit that island, which is,
wow,
like, blew me away, you know. So anyway, I'm in so much admiration of what you're doing. And the fact that you're going to share this with us culturally through a cookbook, I think is just incredibly amazing. So tell me a little bit about how inspiration has really impacted you. I mean, obviously you came to this idea by inspiration, but then how has it impacted you generally in your life and specifically with this?
Well, for example, I started blogging about my preparations on January 21st of this year. And one of the things that I've noticed is that I come up number one on Google for what to wear sailing, but I haven't been blogging about what to wear sailing except for a couple of things. So I took that inspiration to I guess, direct the direction of my blog. And in fact, last weekend or the weekend prior, I had a photo shoot at West Marine here in Chicago with all of my sailing friends as models to show people what do you wear sailing. What do you wear sailing not only from a practical standpoint while you're on the boat, but then also once you reach a port, you know, what's appropriate to wear, say, in the Caribbean or in the Mediterranean, so that people have an understanding of how to pack when they go on a charter or even just for a day cruise. So to me, I'm being impacted by those that are following me, by what they're interested in. And not only do I want to share with them what I'm learning from a sailing standpoint and a technical standpoint, but I also want to give back to them what they're interested in. And clearly, it's funny because every day somebody hits on my site for what to wear sailing, several people a day. So This month I start my series, What to Wear Sailing.
Oh, that is fantastic. So speaking of, you know, the technical standpoint and the inspirational standpoint, you know, I know for me that I get sometimes carried away with the inspirational part of it. And then, you know, then the actual tactical and strategic planning aspect of it. How do you combine those two so that you can balance the inspiration with the actual stuff that needs to get done?
Well, I think actually, again, it comes down to what people are, I'm getting feedback from. They've kind of directed the way that I write on my blog so that once a week I've been doing typically a port. I just arbitrarily pick a country on Google and then zone in on a coastline. And if I can, you know, determine whether or not that they can accommodate sailboats, then I'll research the port a little bit and what's interesting to see there. So once a week I usually do a port. I'm going to start again with the What to Wear Sailing, and then I spend the rest of the week blogging about things I'm learning. For example, last week was how to calibrate your compass. I've done, you know, what type of bottom paint to use, how to inspect your boat, you know, for leaks and that type of thing, so that I am not only keeping up with what I need to know, but I'm also helping other people, you know, kind of go virtually with me, if you will, on the sail.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So how do you hope that this journey you take will have an impact, like if you were to expand this out to the world? Because literally you're encompassing the world if you're, you know, going around the world in a boat. How do you hope that will impact future generations and basically leave a legacy for you, even if it's a little early to think about that?
Well, I hope that it shows people that, first of all, don't ever give up on your dream. Do it. You know, it's never too late. If you want to do something, go do it. Number two, I think that people need to understand that the world as a whole is made up of people with such similarities that we're not all that different, despite what the news wants us to know or wants to tell us and the way we get impacted with that type of verbiage every day, that people are people and that they have families and that they grew up with traditions and that they had meals and this is what it means to them, and that we're really not that different. And then I also hope it inspires people to expand their horizons, and they don't necessarily have to fail, but go out and meet people, whether it's in your, you know, next county or in the next state. You know, I hope that it inspires people to make an effort to get out from behind the computer and start talking to people.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's really the connections that you're hoping that people realize and appreciate how others live, even though it may be very different from the way we experience life.
Exactly, exactly.
So who and what inspires you?
Oh, wow. I have some sailors you probably have heard of, like John and Amanda Neal and Carolyn Sherlock. Carolyn Sherlock actually lives here in Illinois, and she and I have communicated on occasion. She does a blog called The Boat Galley, and she pretty much covers really how to outfit your kitchen and cook while you're sailing, because I think some people have the, you know, envision that it's a canned food, pork and beans or something every day, which it isn't, and the types of tools that you can, you know, get by with, that you don't need a full gourmet kitchen in order to cook a gourmet meal. And then John and Amanda Neal, they've been sailing forever and ever, And they actually have a offshore school in the horrible, horrible part of the world of Fiji and the Polynesian Islands, where they teach people how to offshore in the Roaring 60s, which, for those that aren't familiar, the Roaring 60s are notorious for, it's an area of the Southern Ocean that's notorious for pretty large waves and some good wind, and how to deal with it. So I think that's a fantastic thing that they do, is they let people come aboard their boat and they instruct them, and people find out pretty quickly whether or not this is the life for them or not.
That is incredible, and you know that they are all people that have done some incredible things in the world of sailing. So tell me, you wouldn't mind doing this with someone else, right? It's not like you feel that you have to do this solo.
No. My plan is really not to do it solo. I've got a ton of sailing friends who, you know, they want to go to the Caribbean, they want to go to the Mediterranean, they want to go to Fiji, they want to go to Easter Island. Everybody's picked out where they want to go. But also there's sites out there with individuals who are constantly looking for a boat to hop on and help out and be crew for the experience or just to get somewhere. So I don't anticipate having any issues with meeting people. In fact, I have a good friend of mine who recently, she had a change in her career. She's all of like 25, though. And she took off and is now somewhere sailing in somewhere near Australia. And she just left Vanuatu. And she's been boat hopping as crew for one boat or another. And that's, you know, how she's living her dream.
Oh, wow. That's really fantastic. So do you have any type of tip or exercise or anything that you use in your personal life that really inspires you to put yourself out there in such a big way that we could all take action on?
Honestly, I think if you do what you love, it just comes naturally. I don't feel like I'm putting myself out there. I just feel like it emotes out of me, if you will. I feel like sharing it. If any people that, you know, I don't just go around talking about it, but I mean, if somebody asks, I don't have any problem with telling them what I'm going to do, and it feels perfectly comfortable, and I think that's what happens when you're doing what you love. So I encourage anyone to really sit down and write down what they really want to do, and maybe it's not next week that they're going to take it on, but they should write down a date that they want to achieve it by and work towards that goal. Just work towards it. Even though you may be working another job or doing something else, if you really set a focus and an intention on doing it, it will happen.
So do you have like a success story that has maybe inspired you to pursue what you're doing with this around the world trip?
Oh my goodness. Well, as a good example is a gentleman that I just recently met via Facebook. His name is Captain Blaine Parks. He is a boat delivery captain out of, I think it's Palmetto, Florida. Anyway, it was a similar thing for him. He was much younger. He decided to do it when he was 35, but he wanted to sail around the world, and so he did everything. He bought a boat, sailed, and then became a captain. And now he does boat deliveries for folks up and down the East Coast and the Caribbean, and he also does transatlantics with owners. And he instructs them along the way, and you can see it when he writes on Facebook how much he loves what he does. It just shows through. And he and I chatted actually on Sunday, and he said what's interesting is when you go to conferences, you know, for business, they always ask, so what do you do? And he says when you become a full-time cruiser, what people ask is, where did you just come from? They're more interested in, you know, what you've just done. And then they worry about before you started sailing, what did you do? So I thought that was a pretty good, a pretty interesting turn of events that I'm looking forward to.
That is fantastic. Well, I'm just so impressed with the ambition that you have to make this happen. When is the date that you hope to set sail?
My hope is fall of 2015 to be in the Caribbean doing my shakedown cruise where I get to know the boat and the boat gets to know me.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you well, and we're so excited to hear your ongoing adventures. Can't wait to read your cookbook, and hopefully we'd love to publish it for you. So keep that in mind. And I'm sure that people will have a lot of questions about not just your adventure, but the inspiration that brought you there. So where can they find you on the web if they would like to connect with you?
Certainly. I'm at sailawaygirl.com. I'm also on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/sailawaygirl. On Twitter, my handle is at sailawaygirl15. There's a little pattern here. And also, my email address is elizabeth@sailawaygirl. So, in fact, some people don't even call me Elizabeth anymore. They just now call me sailawaygirl. So I would love it to have people follow my blog. The more that people follow, the more visibility I have. I am seeking sponsors for my voyage because sailing is not an inexpensive thing to take on, and hoping to get people behind me to help me out with some of the equipment. So the more followers, the better.
Fantastic. I think this would make a fantastic TV show. I really do. I really do.
Awesome.
So wish you well with that. And for anyone that would like to learn more about Expert Insights, we're at getei.com. That's getei.com. And Elizabeth, thank you again for being with us. It's been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, your sense of adventure and your inspiration, it's just infectious. I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Vicki, and thanks for taking time to speak with me. I really enjoyed this, and I can't wait to share my journey with everyone.
All right. And everyone out there, have a great week.